respects human rights and respects freedom.
We must not tolerate this. Can we stop it?
Freedom House cannot be silent today.
And those who are suffering.
Justice and freedom. We can send that message. We will continue to fight with you.
The Chinese government to end its campaign against the Falun Gong.
Torture and murder of the peaceful Falun Gong practitioners in China.
To do everything that we possibly can.
At least 200 people have been killed in prison.
To end this persecution of Falun Gong.
And we will stand with you, shoulder to shoulder.
Well, thank you so very much. What a deep honor and a privilege it is for me to be here today. And I congratulate each and every one of you, those who have come near and far to be here at such an important day in history, this important rally, this show of solidarity. For I applaud the courage of the Falun Gong practitioners who are present here today and those who are suffering under the iron grip of China's communist regime. I am especially honored to have some of you as my constituents joining the tapestry of diversity in my home state of Florida. Welcome to each and every one of you. In the last 2 years, as all of us know, there has been a systematic escalation of horrific attacks launched by Chinese authorities against Falun Gong practitioners. Recently, the deplorable actions by the Chinese authorities have included the brutal torture of Falun Gong women at labor camps, resulting in the death of 15 innocent victims. When the family of one of these victims saw her body, the area around the eyes was black and blue. There were still finger marks on her face from being slapped. There were strangulation and rope marks on her neck. The shoulder blades and her back were heavily bruised, and her arms fractured. On June 20th of this year, we received the horrifying news that local police had burned a Falun Gong practitioner to death and had dragged two others through the streets at such a high speed that their bodies were virtually mutilated. Thus, as a human being, and as you heard in my introduction, as a refugee of another communist regime which oppresses its people using horrible methods to implement its policy of intolerance and hatred, I was compelled to act. As chair of the Subcommittee on International Operations and Human Rights, I had to find the means to challenge such horrific actions by Chinese officials, actions which defy all moral standards. I had to use the tools available to the Congress to help ensure an end to the two-year reign of terror launched against the Falun Gong, a group whose only crime is the desire to practice their beliefs free of coercion, free of intimidation. For this purpose, I filed legislation last night, House Con Resolution 188, with more than 30 of my House colleagues, calling on the Chinese leadership to stop its persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. But we must do more. It is up to you, starting today, to work on a campaign to get a majority of the members of the House of Representatives as co-sponsors of House Con Res 188. It is up to you, it is up to me. It is our homework on behalf of those who cannot speak. This resolution further directs the agencies of our U.S. government to use every appropriate public and private forum to press the Chinese authorities to release all Falun Gong religious prisoners and to immediately end the use of torture and other cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment against the Falun Gong and other prisoners of conscience. I have scheduled a hearing for September in my subcommittee of international human rights to address the violations of Chinese authorities of religious liberties and related freedoms guaranteed by the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And I ask for your help to spread the word about this hearing in September, because we will have Falun Gong practitioners testifying about the brutal crackdown, and they will be joined by representatives of other oppressed religious minority groups. It has been said that the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men and women to do nothing. Therefore, I call upon my colleagues in the House and in the Senate to render their support to you and to other victims of Chinese oppression, to send a strong message to the Chinese authorities that the U.S. stands firm in its defense of human rights and that the United States Congress will not tolerate such blatant disregard for human life and for human freedom. I thank you for your courage, I thank you for your participation, and I thank you for all of the hard work that is in front of us as you work to get a majority of the House of Representatives of co-sponsors of H. Conres 188 and to get a fair hearing in September so that the world will know that we will be silenced.